In this bulletin, Richard Marles defends himself against claims he's soft on China. Former Prime Minister John Howard joins the Liberals on the campaign trail. And in sport, Hawthorn suffers an injury upset ahead of its Anzac Day clash with Sydney. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. Federal Labor's Deputy Leader Richard Marles has defended delivering a speech in China 3 years ago, saying he used it to publicly criticise the country's government. It comes after China's announcement earlier this week that it had signed a security pact with the Solomon Islands. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has accused Mr. Marles of being soft on the Asian powerhouse, citing a speech he delivered at Beijing University in 2019. Mr. Marles has retaliated, saying Mr. Morrison is using it as a distraction from his government's failure on the Solomon Islands.
In China, I made a speech where I criticised the Chinese in terms of their handling of Hong Kong, in terms of their human rights records with the Uyghurs. Now, how many government ministers have gone to China and in China publicly criticised the Chinese government? That's actually what I did.
Former Prime Minister John Howard has joined the Morrison government on the campaign trail, launching the Liberal candidate for his old seat of Bennelong. Mr. Howard famously lost the Sydney seat in the landslide election loss of 2007. Tennis star John Alexander won the seat back from Labor's Maxine McHugh in 2010, but is now retiring, with party newcomer Simon Kennedy running for the spot. Mr. Howard says the government's done well to navigate the last few turbulent years.
You want in Scott Morrison, a man who's demonstrated a mastery of the detail of government. Being in charge of a government is not easy. You can't wing it. You can't make it up on the spot. You've got to understand what's involved. You've got to know at least roughly what the unemployment rate is.
The Liberals are facing high-profile independent challenges in blue-ribbon seats where they're campaigning on issues like climate change and a federal corruption commission. Australia has recorded more than 38,000 new COVID-19 cases and 40 further deaths as restrictions ease across the country. 16 more people with the virus have died in New South Wales, 13 in Victoria, 7 in Queensland, 4 in South Australia, and 1 each in Western Australia, Tasmania, the Northern Territory, and the ACT. 7-day isolation requirements for household contacts ended in Victoria and New South Wales last night, while Queensland will ease its rules next Thursday. It will be ditched in the ACT as well after Anzac Day, and South Australia will drop it from the 30th of April. Victoria has also wound back vaccination and check-in requirements for pubs, restaurants, theatres and sports venues. Ukraine's top prosecutor says the killing, rape and torture of citizens is a strategy deployed by Russia for when cities will not surrender. Irina Venediktova is leading a team that's already opened more than 8,000 criminal investigations related to the war and identified over 500 suspects. Ms. Venediktova says she understands why leaders are describing the atrocities happening in her country as genocide, but would need to access areas such as the besieged city of Mariupol before qualifying any crimes. She's told British broadcaster Sky News that Russia's approach is not unique.
We see the same strategy in other countries. Actually, when they come to cities and when cities don't want to capitulate, they have plan A. Cities should capitulate. If cities are not wasn't capitulated, it means that plan B to scare this population for maximum. Kill, rape, torture and other brutal things. It is strategy of war.
To sport, and Hawthorn's hopes of upsetting Sydney in their Anzac Day clash have suffered a significant blow, with defender Chankuth Giath ruled out with a hamstring injury. He sustained the injury while training and will miss the game against the Swans at a minimum, after Mitch Lewis and Ned Reeves already went down in last week's win over Geelong. The rising 22-year-old star, now considered one of the Hawks' most valuable players, enjoyed a breakout season in 2021, playing 16 games before a posterior cruciate ligament injury prematurely ended his football year. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Sunny in Perth with a top of 29 degrees, partly cloudy in Adelaide and 26, similar conditions in Melbourne and 19, partly cloudy with a top of 19 degrees in Hobart as well, mostly sunny in Canberra and 20, a few showers in Wollongong and 21, a shower or two in Sydney and 22, a few showers in Newcastle and 23, similar conditions in Brisbane and 25, showers in Cairns and 29, and mostly sunny in Darwin, 34. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.